Well, good morning, everyone. Let's open with a word of prayer this morning again. Father, what an honor it is to be able to come to you, to know you're right here filling this room. We don't have to go anywhere to find you. You're always with us. And you want that close relationship with each of us. So, Lord, if there's anything separating us in any way from you right now, may we just get rid of that. And how you hate sin because of what it does to us, what it costs us to be apart from you, even a little bit. Lord, as this morning we will take a review look at part of the book of Proverbs. So many, many Proverbs, they kind of just blend into a huge library, so to speak, and yet when we go over them, we do recognize how you speak to us. So help us to glean, even with familiar passages this morning, in Jesus' name, amen. I decided to spend, I was going to do today and go over all 30 chapters with my favorite one proverb from each chapter. And after I tortured myself, there's no way you can limit it to one proverb per chapter. So then I said, well, okay, I'll do two a chapter, that won't be too long. Well, I ended up an average of four per chapter. So I decided, well, I'll just break it into two parts. So this is part one. Now, this is my list. You will have your own list. These are just the ones that spoke to me. And you'll have those that speak to you, because the Holy Spirit speaks to each of us where we need to hear from him. And so you'll look at this list, you'll say, well, four or five of my favorites aren't on your list. Well, that's your list, you know. But it is amazing when you try to see, well, what's the best, what's the most fitting, what do I get the most out of a proverb, and start looking down the list, and you'll pick two or three out that are very familiar. So, oh, those are the ones I want. But then you start looking at others maybe you're not so familiar with, because you just are not familiar with them, and they're so meaningful. We'll just go through these, and may it remind you of where we've been for the past 31 weeks. And there we would have about 30 verses a week. And so here we have about 60 verses today. Chapter 1, I limited it to only three. But to know wisdom and instruction, to perceive the words of understanding, to receive the instruction of wisdom, justice, judgment, and equity. Then one, maybe this next verse is more or less kind of the theme of the whole book of Proverbs, in my opinion. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. Later it'll be the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and we have 14 fears of the Lord here in this book, I believe. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. Now, maybe even this morning you'll find yourself tending to, out of familiarity, to look at these verses and say, I already know that. In other words, you're saying, I'm not really that interested in learning anymore. And this verse would come back and grab me. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. The beginning of knowledge, that's the fear. But fools despise wisdom and instruction. Chapter 2, these first seven, or verses 2 through 7, really are kind of like one verse, so I just threw them all in there. So that you incline your ear to wisdom and apply your heart to understanding. Yes, if you cry out for discernment and lift up your voice for understanding, if you seek her as silver and search for her as for hidden treasures. You'll see there's no periods here so far. Then you will understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. For the Lord gives wisdom. From his mouth come knowledge and understanding. He stores up sound wisdom for the upright. Think of that. He's storing it up for you who are His. He is a shield to those who walk uprightly. You know, I can't imagine how we could be thankful enough or grateful enough for being saved. You have none of this as an unbeliever. And one thing that was reminded this morning in one of the passages of Narrow is the Way is that we are constantly in a tough situation because we're in a narrow way. If you have broad way, you don't have any paying attention. You're not going to get sideswiped. You're not going to hit the frame or the edge or anything. But when you're in a narrow way, it's hard. A very narrow way is really hard to be in, isn't it? And that's the walk of a believer. Why? Because of His great love for us in sanctifying us, in making us Christ-like, more Christ-like. He does that through what? Trials and afflictions. So too many of us believers complain about our trials. We should really be thanking Him for them. You wouldn't have them if you weren't a believer. I mean, unbelievers have difficulties, but not trials from God. Although He's calling them all the time, but they aren't paying attention. But He is really working in us, isn't He? You say, if I could just get through this trial, this is just such a bummer. I call everybody I know and have them pray for me to get rid of this trial. That's probably not even the right prayer. Help me to learn what I'm supposed to learn from going through this thing, Lord. Because You're doing it, and You're going to bring me through it better than I went into it. Verse 3, familiar, 3:5, 3:6, trust in the Lord with all your heart. There's another familiarity. Oh, I know that one. Well, are you really trusting in the Lord with all your heart? I don't think any of us are. Because all your heart is everything. I'm trusting in Him for a lot, and a lot more than I ever did before, but I'm still can't say it's with all my heart. And lean not on my own understanding. I still say, well, yes, Lord, but I really feel this over here is really important or what, right? Tending to lean on my own understanding. In all your ways, here's another all. In all your ways, acknowledge Him. How many of us are doing that? I don't think so. Not all our ways. And He shall direct your paths. Isn't that great? Awesome. Do not be wise in your own eyes, Phil. Yeah. Fear the Lord, another one. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. The curse of the Lord is on the house of the wicked, but He blesses the home of the just. Back to wisdom again. The early part of Proverbs is very heavily into wisdom. Verse 5 of chapter 4, get wisdom, get understanding. Do not forget nor turn away from the words of my mouth. Wow, that's a mouthful, isn't it? When it's His mouth coming from and not turning away from my own mouth. Do not forsake wisdom, and she will preserve you. Love her, and she will keep you. Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom, and in all you're getting, get understanding. Wow. Verse 23, keep your heart with all diligence. It's very, very important, isn't it? All diligence, again, all. For out of it spring the issues of life. So I just think these are great. You may say, well, there's a lot more than here. Yes, there's. We had over 900, and we've only got about 120 that I'm going through, 130 maybe, through the whole of this week and next week. Drink water from your own cistern. Running water from your own well. So that relates in a lot of ways. One of the big ways, of course, is in avoiding adultery and that kind of a thing. But it also, I think, speaks to us not to stick our nose in other people's business. Verse 20, for why should you, my son, be enraptured by an immoral woman and be embraced in the arms of a seductress? Doesn't make any sense. There's no love there. Verse 21, for the ways of man are before the eyes of the Lord, and he ponders all his paths. His own iniquities entrap the wicked man, and he's caught in the cords of his sin. Chapter 6, verse 6, go to the ant, you sluggard. Consider her ways and be wise. And then next we have the seven things that are an abomination to the Lord, things that he hates. I hope you hate these things, because I'm praying for more hatred for the things that God hates. A proud look, a lying tongue, hands that shed innocent blood. Wow. Think of the abortion industry. Still running. Even though so much is in the pill these days, we're still taking lives out. And just in those physically born, it's over 2,000 a day in this country. 2,000, think of that. 2,000 lives a day. A heart that devises wicked plans. Feet that are swift in running to evil. A false witness who speaks lies. And finally, the one who sows discord among brethren. Been a perennial problem for the church, hasn't it? So much discord within the body. Unfortunately, too much. Chapter 7, verse 21, back to the immoral woman again, with her enticing speech, she causes him to yield. With her flattering lips, she seduced him. Immediately he went after her as an ox goes to the slaughter, or as a fool to the correction of stocks. Chapter 8, for my mouth will speak truth. Wickedness is an abomination to my lips. May that be, Lord, help us, help me. Verse 8, all the words of my mouth are with righteousness, nothing crooked or perverse is in them. May that be. All the words. I do pretty well, except then I come back to words like all, and then I... most of the words of my mouth. Okay, I can handle that one all right, but all the words of my mouth. The fear of the Lord, again, 14 times as I mentioned, the fear of the Lord is to hate evil. Do you hate it? Pride and arrogance and the evil way and the perverse mouth I hate. Counsel is mine and sound wisdom. I am understanding. I have strength. By me kings reign and rulers decree justice. Chapter 9, verse 10, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, again, and the knowledge of the Holy One is understanding. Oh, what a beautiful verse. Fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the Holy One is understanding. Verse 11, for by me your days will be multiplied, and your years of life will be added to you. You know, that's a pretty fitting verse for this group, because half of us are old. Multiply your years of life. Chapter 10, verse 2. Treasures of wickedness profit nothing. We're in such a rich area. Every time I drive here a couple of times a week, I run into all these bulldozers and trucks, and everybody else are in these multi-million-dollar houses, tearing them down, building them back up again. And I'm thinking of how much money is being spent there. not just here, but I mean, you know, in this country, we are such a rich country, we waste so much money. But treasures of wickedness profit nothing, but righteousness delivers from death. The fear of the Lord prolongs days, same thing we had earlier, but the years of the wicked will be shortened. Verse 30, the righteous will never be removed, but the wicked will not inhabit the earth. That's the righteous of Christ's righteousness. Chapter 11, riches do not profit in the day of wrath, but righteousness delivers from death. Boy, the world needs to know that. Verse 5, the righteousness of the blameless will direct his way aright, but the wicked will fall by his own wickedness. Verse 6, the righteous of the upright will deliver them, but the unfaithful will be caught by their lust. A tale bearer reveals secrets, but he who is of a faithful spirit conceals a matter. You know, I remember when we went through that before, I said, how many of you have some things in your life that you've never told anybody? Because maybe of an intimate nature with the Lord, you just don't want to share it with anybody. And I think there's some things that we shouldn't be telling anybody. Now, I'm not talking about concealed guilt and all that stuff, but I'm just talking about the good things, right? I mean, it's so precious, maybe between you and the Lord, that it just stays there. Where there is no counsel, the people fail, but in the multitude of counselors, there is safety. Now, I thought I had too many in chapter 11. I wanted to drop this one, but I kept thinking about it, so I put it back in again. As a ring of gold in a swine's snout. I know that's one of the proverbs. That the picture is just so vivid to me. So is a lovely woman who lacks discretion. You may not have that one on your favorite list, but it's just one that comes back to my mind. I don't know why. Verse 4, an excellent wife, yes, is the crown of her husband. But she who causes shame is like rottenness in his bones. The wicked are overthrown and are no more, but the house of the righteous will stand. The wicked covet the catch of evil men, but the root of the righteous yields fruit. Lying lips are an abomination to the Lord, but those who deal truthfully are his delight. Beautiful. Chapter 13, verse 9, the light of the righteous rejoices, meaning we bring joy to others. 2, but the lamp of the wicked will be put out. So, how much light is coming out of my life? Verse 10, by pride comes nothing but strife, but with the well-advised is wisdom, or that which is learned by listening. Verse 11, wealth gained by dishonesty will be diminished, but he who gathers by labor will increase. Verse 12, hope deferred makes the heart sick. When the desire comes, it is a tree of life. Verse 24, he who spares his rod hates his son, but he who loves him disciplines him promptly. My, how we need to pay attention to that one. Verse 4, where no oxen are, the trough is clean, but much increase comes by the strength of an ox. I didn't have that one in there for a while, and then I kind of kept coming back to that one. You know, oftentimes people who really bug us, maybe we want to get rid of them, get clean from that, but they're our source of strength. This is like the tractor or the tank, the oxen is the power, and you need it, but it makes a mess. You know? So get rid of the oxen, the troughs are clean, but you don't have any power. You don't get anything done. A lot of the people in the church, I think, are that way. The ones that do all the work are kind of difficult to work with, but they're the ones doing all the work. Not always, but it can be. Verse 12, there is a way that seems right to a man. Well, how true this is. But its end is the way of death. Well, we got about 6 billion or 5 billion out there that are on that track, aren't they? If we got 8 billion, I don't think half of them are saved. Maybe 10% are saved. Maybe more. Hope they're more. But if let's say there's 20% saved, that would still leave 6 billion unsaved. So the way they're on, they're right, right? The way they are on, they think, is right. There is a way that seems right to a man, but its end is the way of death. In the fear of the Lord, there is strong confidence, and his children will have a place of refuge. Another fear of the Lord in the very next verse, and the fear of the Lord is a fountain of life. To turn one away from the snares of death. And finally, on page 4, the last one in verse 14, verse that I have, 34. Righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. Make sure I don't leave that one off the list. I think that's one of the well-known ones. It's so excellent. 15, verse 1, a soft answer turns away wrath. But a harsh word stirs up anger. Wow. How many times have you wished you had had a harsh word that you hadn't put out there? But it's like that tube of toothpaste. You squeeze too much out and you say, well, I'm going to put it back in the toothpaste. It doesn't go back in, does it? Verse 23, a man has joy by the answer of his mouth. That's a good one. And a word spoken in due season, how good it is. A timely word, that means it's from the Spirit. Because if it's from your flesh, it's never going to be timely, really. Because your time probably isn't going to be right. But his timing is always right. The heart of the righteous studies how to answer. But the mouth of the wicked pours forth evil. I got the answer. I don't have to think about this one. Pours forth evil. The Lord is far from the wicked, but he hears the prayer of the righteous. The fear of the Lord is the instruction of wisdom, and before honor is humility. Finally, the last chapter for today, chapter 16. Verse 3, commit your works to the Lord. Commit your works to the Lord, and your thoughts will be established. Now, I can go along with that pretty well because it doesn't say commit all your works to the Lord. But we want to commit all of our works to the Lord, don't we? Verse 9, a man's heart plans his way, but the Lord directs his steps. Beautiful. And I had to get one of these in for us old timers here. The silver-haired man, or the silvered hair head it is, the silver-haired head, man or woman, is a crown of glory if it is found in the way of righteousness. How about all the women with black hair covering up their gray? Yeah, he had some gray around the edge. It doesn't say how much. It just says gray hair. I still like the psalm that says, now that I'm old and gray-headed, O Lord, do not forsake me until I've declared your strength to this generation and your power to to all who will believe. Well, Father, I thank you for this kind of feeble attempt to try to pick out some of the more well-known or better ones that kind of impacted me, and I would pray it wouldn't mislead anybody with what's not on here or that they would like on here or vice versa. And yet all of them are important, Lord, and it's kind of hard to focus on 900 of them. It's hard to focus on today. We had about 60 of them, and yet we do remember how many of them do make an impression on our minds and on our hearts. Lord, now we have the opportunity to pray to you with our little family here, this family prayer. So we pray that again today we would be led by your Spirit, knowing that the timing, knowing that the area of prayer and the specific intercession or whatever it is that you lay on our hearts will be right for us, and we could be praying in one accord in agreement. So lead us now, I pray, in Jesus' name. Father, I just want to ask for prayer in this group with for his precious brother Glenn Shackle, who was so faithful in the Sunday night missionary prayer for so many years, and over 2 years now since his open heart surgery went bad, and has not been able to swallow. And I can't even imagine not being able to swallow your nose when it's running all the time. And feeding himself six times a day by tube, and every time now he feeds himself, he gets sick. And his ear is totally stopped up and he can't breathe. And he so wants to be with you, and yet he's saying he's able to pray hours a day, still singing your praises. And Lord, I pray for either healing or take him home, Lord. He so wants to be with you, and this old body is just not fit for its purpose anymore. And he's been to every doctor and specialist there is, all kinds of things, and no man can take care of that. Only you can. And what nerve was severed or whatever, nobody knows, but you do. So mercy upon Glenn, Lord. I know eternally he's in such solid shape and just a breath away from that, and whenever that's going to be, only you know. So we trust you and your timing in Jesus' name. Father, again this morning I just want to join with the family here in praying for the church. You've blessed this nation so much in recent months, and so many good things happening right now in terms of particularly financially and peace as well. There's no breakouts of war beyond the local conflicts, which is amazing. That won't last much longer, I guess, but it is right now. And yet our concern is, I believe, that when there's good news, the church tends to back off in prayer and thinking, God's in control, we don't have to do anything, he's blessing us, we just sit back. Lord, the whole future of this nation as far as godliness, I think, is squarely on the hands of the head of the church. If we pray, if we have hearts that are inviting you and asking you. You've told us already in 2 Chronicles 7:14, or no matter how many times we have to go over that. But we have to turn from our wicked ways. And if we turn from our wicked ways, and if we seek your face and pray to you, you will heal our land. But that word stands for 3,000 years, and there's been no nations that really have done much of that. So I pray now that all of the ways you've opened up with the present administration and religious freedom and pro-life stance and acknowledging you, probably doing more than the government is even expected to do in those areas in one way. Not all of it, but part of the government. But the church has the responsibility, the spiritual responsibility, and no government is basically going to change a nation spiritually. It doesn't have that ability. But we do, Lord. You've given us your spirit, and so I pray for the godly leaders. I pray for those prayer times and those Bible studies in the House of Representatives building and in the White House going on right now like never before. So many good things happening, and yet by the same token we see almost 50% of the nation apparently lining up on the wrong side of that equation in terms of coming against, trying to thwart anything that is being done good because it's by the party they aren't a part of and they just want to hate. So I pray that hatred, which is hurting them and hurting everyone, would be removed only by them turning to you. That can't happen any other way, but I pray for them. I pray for Hakeem Jeffries, Lord, in the Senate, House. Pray for Schumer in the Senate. And the list goes on, Lord, you know. But those Democrats, almost to a person, will not support anything, even the good things, because they want to see Trump fail and they hate him so much. And so, Lord, that is, we lift that up and shouldn't concern the church other than just to pray, but help us to pray for that in Jesus' name. Well, as we come to the end of the hour, I just want to sing this song. With all of these proverbs, we could sing any song that honored him. But this Jack Hayford praise song came to my mind. Majesty, worship his majesty. Jesus who died, now glorified. King of all kings. Jesus who died, now glorified, King of all kings. So let's sing this, if we may. Thank you. Father, what can we say? We magnify your name. Thank you for loving us. Thank you for saving us. Thank you for your mercy, which is forever. Bless each one here. And Lord, as we go our separate ways now, may we be just a continuing force because of your Spirit working through each of us, Lord, in the ways that you have for us today, if you give us the rest of this day. And we praise you and thank you for meeting us here this morning.
Thank you.
We ask this in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen.